One, two. Sorry, folks, for the delay. It took us a long time to get here. I think about almost 8 hours. And we only... Okay. It's not? Okay. So anyway, we apologize, but we will play long for you. Do you accept our apology?
Yeah.
Every day's been like this. We've been lucky to get 20 minutes in the hotel room before the gig. He's got to put a couple mics on the amps. Just one second. Ask anybody. This was probably the shortest drive we had of all of them, too. Isn't that pathetic? But I can tell you one thing. We were driving down the interstate, and we hit a retread, and it tore the fender right off of the bumper, and we didn't even know it. That's how good the bumper was. So we had to find another bumper today. Fender, I mean. Fender, not a bumper. All right, so we're going to kick it off. We've got a fabulous show for you this evening. We have one of the founding members of WAR. He's also the president of Lee Oscar Harmonicas, who's sponsoring the show tonight. Lee Oscar is here. We also have, direct from Chicago, one of the superstars of the blues harmonica world. He's probably the leading harp player out of Chicago these days. He's been on 120 recordings, 4 Blues Awards, Handy Awards, 2 Grammy nominations. He's also been a big part of the Blues in the Schools program that Willie Dixon, his former boss, started. And he's been teaching kids all over the United States how to play harmonica and also about the blues. We have Billy Branch in the house. And how about a big hand for Stuart James and his band for opening the show tonight, all right? And before we get started, I want to introduce to you this fine band that we have on stage. We have Rusty Zinn on the guitar, Marty Dodson on the drums, R.W. Grigsby on the bass. We're going to start it out with this tune right here. This is one we recorded earlier this year. It's called Funky Way to Treat Somebody.
Check. 1, 2.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Sweet loving man like me.
one written by Billy Branch's former boss. Willie Dixon wrote this one, you can tell, because he named all his songs in it. All right, this is one called I'm Shorty. much. We're going to slow it down right here. We're going to do one that's on a new CD I put out of some of my older releases that are long out of print. And this is one that was never released. This is a version of an Otis Rush tune called Double Trouble. They said, Amanda, you got to try. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to let you know that we do have CDs available. Rusty's got a couple CDs over here. Billy Branch has some CDs. Lee Oscar's got some. And I have one in particular I want to let you know about that just came out last year. And it's one of the most incredible harmonica CDs to come out last year. That's true. Now listen to who's on it. 12 great harp players. I mean 11 great harp players. Because I'm on it. So I'm going to be a little bit humble about things. Lee Oscar, Magic Dick, Sam Myers, Paul DeLay, William Clark, Billy Boy Arnold, Rick Estrin, James Harmon, Carrie Bell, Lazy Lester, and Johnny Dyer. Is that an amazing lineup or what? Would you come to that show if it played in your town? Half the guys are dead, but I mean, that's why it's called Still Here and Gone. So we have it for sale. That's true. That's why we have it for sale here tonight, so you can listen to some of the guys that have passed on and some of the guys that are still here like myself. So anyway, I'm going to do this song right now off of it. This is one called Harpo Ventilating. Thank you. Thank you. So right now we're going to call up to the bandstand. I hope he knows he's coming up because it was Willie Smith last night. Sonny, you want to make sure Billy Branch is ready?
I just found out.
Oh, okay. I kind of figured that. All right. I know this is pedals weren't up here, so. Chicago today. He played on the Super Harps album with Sugar Ray, James Cotton, and Charlie Musselwhite. He also played on the Harp Attack CD with James Cotton, Junior Wells, and Kerry Bell. Put your hands together for Mr. Billy Branch!
Unemployment line. Yeah, and give it up for this great band, y'all. Recorded a CD called Chicago Blues, A Living History. Y'all help change you guys. And along with myself is Billy Boy Arnold, John Plimer, and Lurie Bell. And so what we did was, you know, went back and went to the classics and, you know, redid some of the masters. So first, one of the ones I did was Junior Wells. It was one of my teachers and influences. I said, Junior Wells. Did y'all hear me say Junior Wells? We're giving them a Junior Wells, y'all. Yeah.
Lord,
everybody, they tell me somebody to hoodoo the hoodoo man. You know, I buzz your bell this morning, had the elevator running slow. Buzz your bell, little girl, take me up to the third floor. I hold my hand. I'm just trying to make her understand. Lord, everybody, they tell me somebody to hoodoo. Look at this one I'm talking about.
Thank you. Can I get a little, just a little bass tone on this mic? Thank you. gonna move down the line and on this that Chicago Living History CD. Did another one of the masters. Another one I was proud to say that befriended me back in the day, and I call him a teacher, James Cotton. Yo. Come on, give it up for James.
Want to keep your lamp a burning so your man can know the score. I got one more mile to go. It's been a hard journey, baby. I won't have to cry no more. They say a married school kid always has a mate. But the woman that I'm loving, don't listen just to say that I got one more mile to go. It's been a hard journey, baby. I won't have to cry no more.
Yeah, man. Slow it down a little bit. Tune I wrote on CD called Double Take, along with my good buddy Kenny Neal, won the Handy Award a few years back.
Thank you.
me. Spit that hump right out my mouth.
Thank you.
So much, y'all. Hey, man, you make me feel good. It's all right. We've been rolling a while, dude. This is what we call, we have named this tour the Napless Tour. You're like Indianapolis. You don't get no nap on this tour. That's all right. Ain't complaining, Mike. Who was the greatest genius of blues harmonica of all time? Say it loud. Well, you could say that, but I think that really, Sonny Boy, they're all bad in their own right. Sonny Boy would, but I think the cat that really innovated, put over the top, was Little Walter, Marion Walter Jacobs. Yeah, just give it up for Little Walter, because. And we're going to close with Little Walter, too. And it's on that CD, and we do have a CD, Shameless Plug. Go on and buy them if you got some cash. You got this. Hey, great Christmas. Christmas right around. You know, Christmas is tomorrow.
That's right.
Actually, it was yesterday.
Thank you. baby. Honey, please don't go. Where I love you, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know.
Because he was a founding member of the band War. He played on all their biggest hits, from Spill the Wine to Lowrider to World is a Ghetto, City Country City, Slipping in the Darkness, Why Can't We Be Friends, Cisco Kid. Which one am I forgetting? He says a lot of them. Why Can't We Be Friends, I said, though.
Did I do it?
Anyway, he played on all those big hits, and he is also the sponsor of tonight's show, because like I say, Lee Oscar Harmonicas is one of the leading harmonica manufacturers in the world today. And for what, 25 years?
26
years. 26 years. See, I gotta get my facts straight. He bought the first one. You have an award for him, right? So ladies and gentlemen, put your hand together for a very, very unique, fine harmonica stylist. How about it for Mr. Lee Oscar? Thank you. Give it up for Mark Hummel, will you? Kelly Branch. And this incredible band.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to get Billy Branch up to the bandstand. We're going to get Sonny Jr. up to the bandstand, and we're going to bring Stuart James up here. Very much. Look at all the harp players over. Come on up here, Billy. Come on up here, Stuart. How about it for this band back and everybody up? Aren't they great? Yes, he's in. R.W. Grigsby on the bass, Marty Belson on the drums. Aren't they fantastic? All these different styles. It's amazing. And not just that, but 8 hours in the van every day with 20 minutes at the hotel. You'd never know it, would you?
Mark Hummel and his blues harp blowhound, taking it around the country, taking it around the world. He's been doing it for 20 years or more, or a little less, somewhere right around there. He's been doing it a long time. 19 years.
Actually, 18, I take that back.
And now he's sponsored by Tiger Woods, and that's why he's got the golf cap on.
Oh, man. That's my Florida outfit. Where we're headed,
you know, we're old time traditional up here. We don't know nothing about that Florida thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
thank you.
Hard Pummel Blues Heart Blower!
Don't forget when we sign it, CDs right over here. Check them out.